Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance.
Have you been trying to work on your passion projects or side hustles after your 9-to-5 job, but feel exhausted? Have you tried different time management techniques, but they didn't work for you after a point? I'm guilty of it too. After years of trying various techniques, I realized the key is to manage your energy and not your time. With that in mind, I started this energy series where I spoke about how I was able to effectively manage my energies over the last 3 episodes. I also shared some tips that worked for me as I was trying to tap into these different energies. So do give these episodes a listen. I'm sure you'll find some tips that work for you too. In this episode, I will be talking about what physical energy is and how we can utilize it to the fullest. Physical energy is the energy you tap into when you do activities like exercising, cleaning, doing household chores, or even while eating food and sleeping. If you go without eating for even a couple of days, you are bound to feel deprived of energy. Similarly, if you're short on sleep, you will feel lethargic and not be able to perform your tasks efficiently. Therefore, it is evident that inadequate nutrition, sleep, or exercise diminish our basic physical energy levels, as well as our ability to manage emotions and focus our attention onto the task in hand. With this in mind, I will now go over some tips on how we can stop feeling lethargic and instead feel full of energy. Food is life. Our food is quite literally our life, and what we eat has a profound impact on us. We need to treat our body like a temple and take care of it by feeding the right things. I have experimented so much with food. I know which foods boost my energy and which foods make me feel lethargic and bloated. Our body constantly gives us feedback. We just need to pay attention to our body. Take a moment to observe how the food you eat makes you feel. From my experiences, eating foods rich in protein and healthy fats, such as eggs and avocados in the morning, gives me a good amount of energy and sets me up for the rest of the day. It is also a very good habit to include fruits in the morning. Educate yourself with the nutrients present in the different foods you eat. You should know which foods are carbs heavy, which is protein heavy, and which ones have healthy fats. That way you can consciously work on eating a healthy and wholesome diet. When I first started my journey to eat healthy, I learned about the nutritional facts of all the different foods that I eat. I used apps like Carbs Manager or MyFitnessPal to track my calories and nutrient content. I educated myself on nutrition by using these apps. Over time, I became used to it and I was able to estimate the calories and the nutrition in the food I eat. But if you're just starting out, I would highly recommend using such apps in the beginning. There is a lot of focus on incorporating macronutrients such as protein, fats, and carbohydrates, but remember that micronutrients are also vital for our bodies. So include foods rich in different types of vitamins, calcium, iron, omega-3, and magnesium. Seeds such as chia seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and hemp hats have amino acids and a lot of other essential nutrients as well. I've learned that at least 75% of your plate should be filled with plant foods. These plant foods come loaded with phytonutrients. And plant foods and fruits in general have a lot of micronutrients. A big mistake I had been doing all my life was actually not taking enough protein. Research shows that you should at least take 30 grams of protein every single meal. As many of us are aware, for good health, it is important to avoid sugar, high fructose, corn syrup, trans fat, food additives, and preservatives. I want to share a big lesson I've learned in my health journey, that is taking care of my gut. Our gut health is very important. Our gut bacteria regulates our bodily functions, from creating vitamins to controlling our immune system, brain function, and our metabolism. As I've mentioned in my previous podcast, gut health is really important for your mental energy as well as your physical energy. So it is necessary to include prebiotics and probiotics in your diet. I cannot emphasize the importance of taking care of your gut health. Another thing that has really changed my life is mindful eating. Consciously eating your food goes a long way in helping to keep your energy levels full. Love the food you make, be grateful, and treat your food with love and care. Now that I've shared some tips about the diet you eat, I'd like to talk about exercising and what kind of physical activities I do. Firstly, you should listen to your body to understand when you can tap into your physical energy and what activities work best during different times of the day. Personally, I love doing yoga and core workout in the morning. During the evenings, I do more of HIIT or intense cardio, dance workouts, and strength training. Simply, you need to figure out what works best for you. Choose the workouts that you love to do and you enjoy your workout routine. Even less intense activities like walking in a park from time to time is really good for your body. Incorporating movement is really important overall. So take those regular breaks and stand up and stretch, or take a small walk around your house or office every once in a while. The value of such breaks is actually grounded in our physiology. Ultradian rhythms refer to 90 to 120 minute cycles, during which our body slowly moves from a high energy state into a physiological trough. Towards the end of each cycle, the body begins to crave for a period of recovery, and the body shows that to us through physical signs like restlessness, yawning, hunger, and difficulty concentrating. But many of us ignore that and keep working. The consequence is that our energy reservoir burns down faster and faster as the day wears on. Intermittent breaks for renewal have been found to result in a higher and more sustainable performance. The length of the renewal is less important than the quality. It is possible to get a great deal of recovery in a short time, as little as few minutes, if it involves a ritual that allows you to disengage from work and truly change channels. So, like I mentioned earlier, take a few minutes and go for a short walk inside your house in between meetings, or even standing up and working or attending meetings can really help you get that intermittent break and help you renew your energy levels. The last tip I wanted to share is about sleep. The quality of sleep is more important than the duration. Taking a hot shower before going to bed, having a good scent in the room, or even doing body scan meditation, or reading or listening to a book are all things that can help you achieve quality sleep. These are some things that I tried that helped me improve my sleep quality. I really hope that it works for you as well. But beware though, because reading or listening to something thought-provoking might work negatively and may keep you up instead. Studies have shown that early to bed, early to rise does more good for your body than harm. In fact, 10 to 6 a.m. is the recommended sleep time. Last year, I lost about 30 pounds by following a healthy diet and by exercising regularly. Becoming fit has made me more energetic and operate more efficiently. I could visibly see the differences in my energy levels. Even now, on the days I eat healthy, I get more things done. Eating unhealthy foods really makes me feel lethargic. Intermittent fasting has played a very important role in my weight loss journey. Even now, I still follow intermittent fasting. It's been about 1.5 years, and it's been a game changer. I only eat between the 12 to 6 window, and I'm full of energy because now my body spends less energy in digestion. Because our bodies conserve energy during fasting, our basal metabolic rate, that is the amount of energy our bodies burn while resting, becomes more efficient, thereby lowering our heart rate and blood pressure. Studies have shown that intermittent fasting can actually boost your cognitive performance. I would like to conclude by saying that not all days are the same. If you don't feel like exercising, for example, try taking that first step. That could be rolling out the mat or just doing a couple of push-ups. If you get into the mood to work out after that, then go ahead and enjoy your workout. But even after taking that first step, if your body is resisting, then don't do it. Listen to your body. Your body always gives you feedback. Be kind to yourself. Even when you're eating, be mindful of how the food makes you feel after you eat. Certain foods can make you feel bloated, while other foods can give you more energy. For me, drinking green juice in the morning gives me more energy throughout the day, while consuming caffeine only gives an immediate kick that doesn't last long at all. One of the major key takeaways I want to leave you all with is make routines work for you. You don't work for the routines. Routines are just a way to enhance the quality of your life. So sometimes when you're not able to stick to them, be kind to yourself and don't get stressed out, because that will only be counterproductive. At the end of this energy series, I want to leave you with a small exercise. But before that, definitely go and give a listen to all the energy series episodes, because all of these energies are really interconnected. So here's the exercise that you can do. Start consciously noticing your different energies that I spoke about in this series, such as spiritual, emotional, relational, mental, and physical. For a couple of weeks, just notice these different energies. And then adjust your daily routine in a way that you can honor these energies. For example, if your spiritual energy is high early in the mornings, do your meditation and journaling at that time. If your physical energy is high during the evenings, do your workout at that time. Remember to adjust your routine and practices according to your different energies. If you haven't listened to the other episodes of the energy series already, please give it a listen. If you enjoyed this energy series and found them valuable, please rate and review the Gromance podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can also subscribe and follow on Apple, Google, Spotify, and all podcast platforms. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you all soon in the new episode. This is Pavi Deva signing off.